Julia Tran von der Aachener Zeitung zeigt, wie Journalisten Verantwortung für den Vertrieb übernehmen können, ohne ihre redaktionelle Unabhängigkeit zu verlieren. Ihre Regionalzeitung wuchs von 10.000 auf 22.000 digitale Abonnements durch drei strategische Ansätze. Erstens ein systematisches 100-Tage-Onboarding neuer Abonnenten mit gezielten Touchpoints. Zweitens die Schaffung einer Community namens Freundeskreis mit exklusiven Events und direktem Austausch zwischen Redaktion und Lesern. Drittens die Einführung eines separaten Newsroom-Managements, das sich ausschließlich auf die strategische Verbreitung von Inhalten konzentriert, während Journalisten weiterhin unabhängig recherchieren und schreiben. Ein Praxisbeispiel für erfolgreiche Digital-First-Strategien im Lokaljournalismus.
This also have responsibility for sales, and it sounds a little bit contradictory, I know, but stick with me until the end, and then you will see what's our take on this, and if you really substitute all our journalists for salespeople, disclaimer, we didn't. We still have journalists. So, at the beginning of this year, Aachener Zeitung celebrated 20,000 digital subscriptions, which is for us as a regional newspaper quite a milestone because we're in a circulation area of like 1 million inhabitants that are all potential. And because that was the beginning of the year, that's an updated figure. We're already at 22,000 digital subscriptions, which make me quite proud because I've been at the beginning of our digital journey 6 years ago where we, I think, were trying to get to 10,000 subscriptions back then. And yeah, this is all due to teamwork, of course. I'm standing here as one representative from Aachener Zeitung, but I didn't do it alone, of course. These are my colleagues, very talented, very motivated, very highly skilled colleagues, which I'm really proud of working with. And just one point on the culture, it's really, I think, essential before you invest in technology or invest in your website, that your culture and the mindset has the right status, meaning digital first. So I can probably skip that slide for all these who have listened to Gerben, my colleague from Medias Group. We're still a small German entity within the Medias Group, but feeling very comfortable in there. Maybe who knows what happens in Germany next. Okay, coming to B2C and what we did there. Looking at this, this is probably familiar to you. It's our take on the sales funnel. Your sales funnel are probably looking alike, maybe shorter, maybe longer. But in the end, we all work in the same manner, I assume. And I want to use my remaining minutes to talk about two stages and two actions we did in the phase of conversion and in the phase of retention. Because we realized a few years ago that after a subscriber converted, we let him do things by himself. So we were just happy that someone converted and we just thought, okay, so you go explore the content by yourself, you go get on our website, you will probably get along. And our B2C director, Nele, and her team figure out that that's maybe not the right thing to have a subscriber who is probably on in our subscription because of one article he wanted to read to keep this subscriber for a longer time. So that's why we created something that is called our onboarding flow, looking at the first 100 days of the new subscriber. So it's not only important what you do in your first 100 days as a German chancellor or US president, but yeah, it's also important for us as the ones trying to get subscribers. I will guide you through that a little bit. It's just an extract, but so you get an idea of how we try to onboard our new subscribers. So first, of course, you get a welcome mail, a warm welcome by our editor-in-chief, Thomas Thelen. Then on the third day, you get right introduced to our news app, because for us, it's super important that subscribers download the app to actually consume our news, because you might know it. There are studies that reveal that if you have an app on your phone, that you're more likely to click on it and to actually use it. So yeah, we try to do that on the first 3 days. Then on the 15th day, we introduce the subscriber to our newsletters. At our newspaper, it's per default that you are subscribed to our daily newsletter. And in this introduction that you get, you will get familiar with like other newsletters that we have, like cultural ones, food and drink ones, one about local soccer, because we see that our newsletters, especially the daily ones, drive 20% of our traffic to our websites, so they're quite important to us. Then you will get introduced to our customer loyalty program, Freundeskreis. I will get to that in 2 seconds. Then after that, after roughly a month, you get introduced to our food content, because we see that our food content is a good conversion, do have good conversion pieces, and are also good for engagement, for media time. And yeah, it's all about what opens, what closes, what kind of recipes can I try out, so all that. On day 50, you get introduced to our newsroom colleagues. I think in times of AI, where you get machine-built content, and as a regional newspaper, it's crucial to show the faces of our actual editors to create some kind of proximity and familiarity. Then on day 90, we come to our quizzes, which are, for e-paper at least, very popular. So people like to play the quizzes on there. And to our podcast on day 100, this is just an extract of our podcast, ranging from true crime in our region, an update podcast highlighting one topic that has been important for the day, as one podcast about local soccer and one about books that our editor-in-chief has read, and then they exchange views on that. Yeah, and if you stayed with us 100 days, on day 105, you get a thank you email and a survey asking for your feedback and your criticism so that we can improve. Yeah, and that was our onboarding flow. And the next question is, we of course want people to stay longer than 100 days. How do we maintain long-term reader loyalty? How do we create some kind of brand attachment that is as long and loyal as maybe our print readers? I know it's not going to happen that like our print readers, our digital subscribers will stay with us until they die, or for 40 years or 20 years, but let's try, right? So we thought about how do we create more brand attachment? How do we make our journalism tangible? Because normally you get in touch with the result of our journalism, but the journalistic craft and our like methods behind it, it's not that clear in most cases. So we wanted to create something like a community, something where you as subscribers of Aachener Zeitung feel that you should trust this source, that is reliable, that is trustworthy, that you pay attention and your money to, right? So then we came up with this concept of Aachener Zeitung Freundeskreis, meaning circle of friends, because we see our subscribers as fans, friends and fans maybe. And it's all aiming to build a community with our readers. And it works like this. As a subscriber, no matter if you're print or digital subscriber, you can register for free. And then you get access to all the exclusive events that we have. I'll come to that later. Right now we have 16,000 registered subscribers, meaning one quarter are already in that circle. And what you see here on the right side is what we're aiming to do a lot. So this guy on the very left of this photo, he's responsible for doing all the kind of live journalism that we're trying to bring on stage. We have a conference hall in our office to do that, and we try to bring live journalism closer to the subscribers that we have with discussions that we launched around a topic that we reported on. And so it's all trying to strengthen and to create even more trust in our brand and to be maybe the Taylor Swifts of Aachen. Who knows? Let's see. So yeah, you get these events, you get this kind of event where we invited readers to plant some trees with us in the local forest. You get behind the scenes with like corporations we have with sports clubs or music festivals, and you get raffles and prize draws just to have some kind of like on top benefit. And the retention rate of Freundeskreis is not too bad. We see that it's yeah up to 25% better than of those who are not members of Freundeskreis. Okay, coming to the newsroom, the probably most exciting part, because you're probably questioning what's this thing about journalists and sales. Okay, what did we do there? We all know content is king, right? Or content is key. But publishing is also queen. That's a realization that we and our editorial board just came along with, because it's a no-brainer that we have to create good content, right? It's a no-brainer that we need relevant, trustworthy content, but it's also a no-brainer that we have to publish it strategically, meaning it doesn't serve you anything. It's no good if you have the best investigative piece of content and it's not distributed in the channels that your potential customers are. So our editorial board sat together in November 22 and came with this idea, a unit that is separated from content creation, only responsible for content distribution called newsroom management. And the task of my colleagues sitting there is that they do content marketing and content publishing. And that's an idea that came from within the newsroom. That wasn't something that our B2C director or me as COO was forcing on them or telling them to do because I heard it on some conference. No, they came with this idea because they really believed that, yeah, it's a good way and it's a way to accelerate our digital growth. So their work is all around publishing in digital channels, meaning our website, our app, our newsletter, our social media accounts, doing SEO to see that, yeah, we have up-to-date content. We have diverse content, and we also play around with free and paid content on our website. That's a photo of our newsroom management. And on the right side in the middle, you see our deputy editor-in-chief, Amin Idris, who has taken up the role as newsroom manager additionally, next to three other newsroom managers. They take turns in like different shifts to do that. Yeah, and just a summary of how they work and what we do there. So we separated content creation and content publishing. Yeah, meaning we still have editors, of course, who go out, find sources, do the interviews, do the analysis, and create the content. And we have this unit sitting there. In charge of publishing on all the digital channels I just mentioned. Then another very crucial thing is that we have digital-first workflows. So it means that we are not working towards closing time of our printed newspaper because we couldn't have that many up-to-date pieces by then. But every time that we have a new refresh slot for the website or a publication time for our newsletter, pieces are planned for that. So our editors write for digital first and they get published on digital first. We have fixed roles, I come to that in a second, and strict content planning, because if you work like that, we use Cordium for that, it's crucial that you put in what kind of format are you planning? Is it only text? Is it video? Is it audio? In what kind of channels did you already publish it? At what time is it planned to be published? So that's very important. And then lastly, of course, our newsroom management works data-oriented. Right now, the main central KPI is media time, looking at time spent from non-subscribers and subscribers, and will soon be replaced by subscriber attention time, as Gerben mentioned, because what we do for our subscriber and what works well for our subscribers should also work for our non-subscribers. And that's the organization structure of our newsroom right now. The green part is the content distribution, the newsroom management, containing newsroom managers that I just mentioned. So they monitor and they are in charge of the publication schedule. They are also the ones giving topic inspirations to the content creators if they see what's going on in the internet. Then we have a homepage manager optimizing content on the homepage. Logically, what else? Doing the newsletters on noon and afternoon. Then we have two local managers in charge for our local pages, because we're a regional newspaper. We have different local municipalities that we serve. We have different shifts, and as you can see there, next to homepage and newsletter, we have different slots where we aim to have new content, up-to-date content, pieces that are very exclusive and fresh. And that's a little bit of a sneak peek into our journey and how we came to so far 22,000 digital subscriptions. Thank you for your time.